to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. As planting season winds down, scouting for grasshoppers isn't always top of mind. But in areas that face drought and heavy grasshopper pressure in 2025, producers could see these pests resurface again this year. SDSU Extension field crop entomologist Adam Vernhorst states, early season feeding can be especially damaging.
Those grasshoppers can work fast. In a week or two after emergence, grasshoppers can show up and really hit the field edges, or in some cases, acres and acres of a field.
Vernhorst notes that grasshopper survival improves when a killing freeze arrives late in the fall.
And last year in South Dakota, we were late October in many areas, and then in some places, we are even into the first part of November. And so that warm fall really gives those grasshoppers more time to lay eggs. And as a result, we often have increased populations coming into the next season.
This year, he expects populations could be a challenge in southern parts of the state, where early drought may push emerging grasshoppers to seek out new food sources, including young crops. Management starts with scouting, with the first priority being field edges. Mid-season crops are often large enough to tolerate some feeding, but as they begin producing grain, a new window for damage opens.
And we've had sunflower fields that we've observed essentially disappear in a week, and what looks like a hailstorm turns out to just be a very large grasshopper population.
Insecticide treatments are most effective when grasshoppers are still immature, making early detection critical. To learn more on scouting and managing grasshoppers, visit extension.sdstate.edu.